Another day, another jump in gas prices. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. They went up 5 cents overnight. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is $4.81. The economic picture a bit prettier when it comes to jobs, but for how long?
The Labor Department's May jobs report showed 390,000 jobs added, and the unemployment rate stayed steady at 3.6%. That number better than what economists were expecting, but President Biden tried to tamp down future expectations.
We aren't likely to see the kind of blockbuster job reports month after month like we had over this past year. But that's a good thing. That's a sign of a healthy economy. With steady growth.
Just about every sector, hospitality, transportation, and construction saw jobs added. The one area that shrank, retail, which plunged by about 61,000 jobs.
Fox's Jill Nato. He defied the House committee investigating last year's January 6th riot, and now Peter Navarro has been indicted. He was an advisor to former President Trump.
Navarro argues the 1-6 committee is not valid, even though the House voted to create the committee in accordance with the Constitution. Magistrate Zia Faruqi warned Navarro that every time he speaks in public, it could be used against him in court.
Fox says Chad Pergram asked for former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. The New York Times was the first to report the Justice Department has spared him from criminal prosecution. The crash of a Navy fighter jet has left the pilot dead. The crash happened yesterday in the Southern California desert. Nobody on the ground was hurt. Also in California, a Navy SEAL was killed in a traffic accident. Four others were hurt. America's listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. We're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Parents are still scrambling to find formula for their babies despite efforts by the White House to import product and ramp up production. The problem stems from an Abbott Labs facility in Michigan that was shut down after a handful of babies developed a bacterial infection. The plant is scheduled to reopen today.
Abbott says it'll start making a specialty formula that not as many families use, which will be available as early as June 20th. That brand called Elicare, that's not part of the voluntary recall that started in mid-February. The company has not said when it'll start making at this plant two of the brands, the most popular brands, that are a part of that recall.
Fox's Grady Trimble. Nationwide, the formula shortage rate has reached 74%. The mystery behind monkeypox is deepening. There appears to be two different strains circulating.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention identifying at least 20 U.S. cases of monkeypox in 11 states.
This could be happening in other parts of the United States. There could be community-level transmission that is happening, and that's why we want to really increase our surveillance efforts.
CDC official Dr. Jennifer McQuiston says most U.S. patients are adults who've traveled internationally, adding there appears to be a higher risk for gay and bisexual men, explaining of 17 patients the agency has demographic data on, 16 identify as men who have sex with men.
Fox says Kristen Goodwin, the illness typically begins with flu-like symptoms followed by a rash on the face and body. No monkeypox deaths have been reported in the U.S. or Europe. A massive wildfire in northern New Mexico has been burning for nearly 2 months, and next weekend, President Biden will travel there to meet with the governor and first responders. The fire has consumed about 500 square miles. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.